While the government shutdown may be in the rearview mirror very soon, that doesn't mean that the problems with air traffic controller shortages in our country and flights being delayed or canceled will go away anytime soon, honestly. I really do think we're still going to see a trickle-down effect. And that's not just coming from our transportation secretary. That is coming from people who are on the grounds, the people who are operating airports across the country and operating planes, of course. And I want to get some perspective. We go to retired commercial airline pilot. Paul Zielinski is back with us from right here in Connecticut. And I always love to have these conversations with Paul because I think he's real and I think he has decades of experience and has certainly seen an awful lot in his career. Paul, I mean, am I wrong in saying that even though the government shutdown is going to be behind us, that we're still going to feel, I would think, the impacts of this specifically for airports, air traffic controllers, TSA agents, what have you, for months, maybe even years?
Good morning, Melissa. I don't think it's going to be years, but okay. It will be a week or two until things get back to normal, whatever that is. Scheduling an airline is a very intricate and confusing and complicated endeavor. The problem is you might have a crew here in New York that was scheduled to go to Atlanta, and that flight was canceled. And that may affect some people, but you have to realize that downstream, they were supposed to go from Atlanta to Chicago, and then after that, from Chicago to L.A., and it's complicated in trying to get the crews. The hardest part is getting the crews into position to recover the operation. And you see that a lot when there's a snowstorm. You think that the snow stopped and everything should get back to normal, but so many people are out of place and it's very difficult. And sometimes the airline loses track of people. They're getting better about that, but sometimes they lose track of people. They're not sure where they are. Do they have the rest required to fly? Is the right equipment in place? It's very, very complicated.
Well, and I think, too, Paul, the thing that was troubling when you look at what the government shutdown had an impact on with air traffic controllers, we already had a shortage of them, right? I mean, that goes without saying. We already had it well before we got into the situation we did federally. But what we did create, I think, is a little bit of doubt, you know, what if this happens again? And again, we've never had historically this long of a government shutdown, sure. But I think when you've got already a shortage and people whose livelihoods had to be put on hold because they hadn't gotten a paycheck in well over a month, they had to pick up other jobs. You know, what do you, from your professional standpoint, do you think this experience turns current air traffic controllers away from the career? Or do you think they return to work? And again, I know that's a blanketed statement. You're one person. There are thousands of them across the country. But, you know, do these experiences make people think twice about returning to the job of an air traffic controller or a TSA agent, for example?
I'm not sure about that, but maybe some good things that'll come from the shutdown. I don't know if it's going to be good, but they could write into legislation that critically manned positions like air traffic controllers will continue to get paid during the shutdown. Also, if there's a shortage, you know, supply and demand eventually will take care of that, and it's going to require paying the controllers more. If the job becomes more lucrative, it's going to attract more people, and that's just that's good for the controller's point of view. A lot of people didn't work during the shutdown because they weren't getting paid, but I think that they make a very good living, and that's going to be hard to replace finding another job. I think the controllers will be going back to work very soon if they're not already back to work. But I think in the long run, it's going to help the industry because you're going to have better paid controllers who will still get paid during shutdowns if Congress acts.
And you know, it's interesting you say that, Paul, that we could maybe make legislation that requires those jobs in particular to still get paid. I always think it's, and I don't mean to be snarky, but I always find it very interesting that lawmakers in Washington, their paychecks kept coming. You know, no matter how long a government shutdown happens, they were all getting paid.
Well, don't get me started.
Okay, I won't. Then I won't get you started. But I do think you're right. You know, if we're okay with lawmakers, and again, I'm not saying that they were sitting around taking their time, but I do think it is interesting that we use that as a pressure point situation, but they were all getting paid this entire time. And yet it is okay for air traffic controllers to walk away from the job, not because they necessarily want to, but because they can't afford to feed their families and keep the lights on and pay their rent or whatever it may be. They had to walk from their jobs because they went almost 2 months without a paycheck. That's just unimaginable. So I hope you're right that maybe they pass legislation that protects some of these really important workers going forward, if God forbid there's another long-term government shutdown.
Yeah, they're very important to the economy. Obviously, things tend to grind to a halt when people can't travel. And we're not talking about people who are going to Disney World or going to see grandma. We're talking about people who are doing business, and business can't be done unless they are able to travel. Back in the 80s, I don't know if you were around then, but back in the 80s, the controllers went on strike. They wanted better pay. And Ronald Reagan fired them all and they ended up hiring more. So it's a very critical position, and it should be funded whether or not the government is shut down or not.
So, Paul Zelinsky, I am curious, just to give people some perspective, when we talk about making sure, you know, you understand that there is going to be a little bit of a trickle-down effect, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, we're probably going to still have some flight delays, cancellations, just, again, over the next couple of weeks, ironically, right around the time of Thanksgiving, right? I mean, I don't think that we're not going to see chaos. Is it fair to say that?
Well, you won't see any more chaos than there usually is around Thanksgiving. That's the busiest travel day of the year, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And leading up to Thanksgiving is busy, too. So you're going to see your normal chaos. But I think that hopefully by then, in a week or two, that things will be back to normal. Everyone will be in position. The airlines will have caught up and will get the operation running again. But that doesn't mean that you should still be prepared. Take an earlier flight. You know, I tell people, I've had people on my airplane who are desperate to get to, say, a cruise. They're flying Saturday morning down to Miami, and the cruise is at noon, and the flight is at 8 in the morning, and we have a maintenance delay. And I have a plane full of people freaking out. And I'm like, well, why didn't you just go early? So go early is always good. Make other plans and just try to roll with the punches.
Yeah, I will say, Paul, I agree with you. I do think in the last couple of years, just without throwing in a government shutdown, I think we've definitely seen where there have been some real major issues at major hubs across the country. Mass cancellations, delays, you know, weather sometimes being a part, tech issues, what have you. And people are certainly used to, I think, especially during Thanksgiving, holiday time, that the airports could be a disaster. So we have seen a trend where people now take the whole week of Thanksgiving off. Like, that was never a thing, I feel like, until recently, honestly. And people, you know, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the worst travel day of the year. Now, all of a sudden, people are leaving Monday or Tuesday because they know it's not just the worst travel day. It's the extra worst travel day of the year. So I think that we did at least prepare for that. And I think people probably booked accordingly for Thanksgiving. But in the next couple of weeks, it sounds like you should really be on top of checking flight status, certainly getting to the airports as early as possible, because I'd even imagine those lines are going to be long, and TSA agents are still, I think, adjusting as well back to normalcy, if you will.
Yes, and when I travel with my family, when we go somewhere, I make sure we're very, very early, because I see it as being in the airport all the time. Sometimes the TSA lines are short, and sometimes they're just massively long. So I say get there early, get to your destination early, take an earlier flight, do everything you can to make sure you're spending the time that you need to with your family.
Retired commercial airline pilot Paul Zelinsky, I thank you so much for always weighing in whenever there's anything going on with flights, airlines, anything like that. Always appreciate having your perspective on the show. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks, Melissa.